In between Bill Ide's reporting duties, I asked him about the mood in Beijing following the plane's disappearance and how people are discussing it.
The whole incident has come as a big shock with so many Chinese citizens on board the plane, and it has really captured the nation's attention. It has been constantly on the news here. There's a lot of anxious anticipation because really we still don't know what happened. There's this voracious hunger for any kind of details or information about what happened to the plane. And of course, there's still a hope that maybe some positive news might come out of this. But at this point, of course, many are, given the time that has passed, many are preparing themselves for the worst. Everywhere you go, though, people here are talking about what's happened. You do hear it in conversations, and we found actually in our own case, one of our stringers knew a friend and also seemed to remember one of the names that was on the manifest. And so she called that friend up and didn't even realize it, but that friend was a longtime partner of Philip Wood, one of the passengers on board. And so we're finding that people, at least among the international community, even some that are close to us that maybe had someone next of kin or a loved one on board. My son was at Sunday school and heard about the daughter of one of the members there who was on board the plane. And so it touches very close to home, I think, for many. And in a broader sense, people in society are very concerned. They want to know what happened. And the media, to a great extent, are providing them with a lot of information, almost, you know, unprecedented kind of access. And a lot of this information is coming out particularly online. On China's Twitter-like Sina Weibo, there's about a half a billion tweets. There's a lot of false information, though, as well, that's been going around. And the government has had to, and Malaysia Airlines have had to work very rigorously to kind of correct these stories that have come out.
Any visible change that you've seen on the streets? There is a big meeting going on in Beijing right now, and so security is already heightened. Anything that you've seen that would make you think that Beijing is a little bit more on alert than usual?
Not that I've noticed, and that's really hard to tell because this is a time of year when things are already very tight from a security standpoint because China's top leaders are meeting here in Beijing, holding these annual political meetings that are crucial to kind of charting out the country's policy and economic plans for the year ahead. One of the things, though, that has happened because of this incident and what has happened with the plane and all of this attention that has focused on the fate of those on board is that it's dragged everyone's attention away from the meetings. And I'm imagining that the government wants to get attention back to the meetings and back to the things that they're discussing. But it's going to be pretty hard, given that we still don't know, and there's this mystery hanging over the fate of those on board. And so people are going to want to find out more, want to watch for the latest information about it.
Watching for any information is French freelance journalist Eric Meyer, who has spent many years in Beijing and knows some of the passengers who were on board flight MH370.
She was the mother of two teenagers. They had been for 1 week of school leave in Malaysia. This in Beijing we do very often. You take the plane and go to Malaysia or go to Philippines or go to Thailand, and then you are in the sun, and you're at the beach, and you have a good time. And then you take your plane back to Beijing, where you're in the cold and in the pollution, and you start your real life again. I mean, but in that case, she had taken her two teenagers, and the girlfriend of her boy, who was in the same school, and who was French as well, Franco-Chinese. So she was responsible of three kids, and all of them have disappeared now with that plane, with the 239 passengers and crew members. The drama in their case is that the father is working for this cement company Lafarge, So he was on his new assignment in Paris in December. And because the kid was at the French school, and it was his, the older of the two, it was his last year before the final examination and before university. So they decided to stay in Beijing to avoid the disruption and to hazard for the final exam of the boy. If they had come back to Paris, they would be alive now. And the father was on another plane from France exactly at the same time to come to Beijing to visit them. They were supposed to meet at that time. So the father is here now.
This incident, of course, follows the railway stabbings in Kunming. What is the mood in Beijing like overall?
The Chinese are very scared. You can see new things, but to what do you attribute them? Of course, the Chinese authorities are determined not to tolerate any new mishap during the parliament. Yesterday, I saw two kind of new vehicles, a sort of jeep with the police people. It was a police jeep, but without a roof. And the policemen had machine guns. And I saw also men on abnormal crossroads in the street of Beijing with a sort of stronger machine gun than... you don't see policemen with machine gun in Beijing. You see them with truncheons or maybe a small revolver on the side. But there, the arm was different.
Eric Meyer, freelance journalist in Beijing. The Boeing 777 is a very popular plane with an excellent safety record. The most recent accident involving it was the Asiana Airlines crash at San Francisco International Airport in July 2013. Three people were killed, and pilot error is suspected in that incident. For more perspective on the plane itself and what is involved in the search, we turn to aviation expert and former commercial pilot Jim Tillman.
The Boeing 777 is a marvelous machine. It has an incredibly beautiful track record in terms of safety. It is a pilot's airplane. Every guy I know that flies the 777 is just romantic about it. They say over and over again, it's a dream to fly. It is a very well designed, has a lot of sophistication built into it. Boeing, as usual, was way ahead of its time when they designed this airplane and put it out for use. I can't think of very much of anything but really praise for the airplane and its record and the way that it handles and everything else.
A plane disappearing at 35,000 feet would be quite unusual, especially for a machine like this. The 777 has been designed to go through quite a bit, very severe weather, all sorts of conditions, so it would be unusual, highly unusual, for it to just drop out of the sky.
I agree with you 100%. You know, and that's why I've been subscribing to the belief that it was something really catastrophic that had to happen. But there's a whole range of scenarios that one could come up with. Some are more plausible than others, but I try to stay away from that. One of the things that I'm always cognizant of is the effect any of this news has on the family members and loved ones that had a loss, because what has happened from time to time is an event takes place and someone comes up with an answer to how it happened, where it went wrong or whatever, and people have to adjust and try to understand that. And right on the heels of that comes yet another approach, which is certainly just as credible in terms of the way it sounds. So the loved ones end up on an emotional roller coaster, which I think is really awful.
We don't know where the plane is located at this particular juncture. What are some of the difficulties in the search and rescue operation for something like this, especially when a plane perhaps has gone down in very deep water?
First of all, I don't think the water is that deep there by comparison to something like what Air France experienced a few years back out in the middle of the Atlantic. Remember that, you know, 35,000 feet is another way of saying roughly, what is it, 7 miles? And if the airplane broke up at that altitude or anything close to that altitude, it would spread debris over a very wide area. There are certain kinds of parts of the airplane that I think would almost fall straight down. And something like the 777 engine, that's 9 tons of engine that once it hits the water, I think it's going to go straight down pretty much. The landing gear, a huge landing gear that they have on that aircraft, about the size and weight of an SUV. So we're dealing with some enormous chunks of airplane. In terms of the fuselage and many of the assemblies on the airplane, it could end up being just very small fragments here and there if it did come apart in the air. On the other hand, if they have a relatively confined debris field, it may lend one to understand that this airplane was in pretty good shape in terms of being whole as it went into the water. Both of them present their own challenges for claiming the parts and bringing parts up to the surface for investigation. We still haven't gotten the reports that are coming from that device on the aircraft that pings every so many seconds to give investigators an idea about where critical parts of the airplane might be.
Why does it take so long to zero in to a black box ping?
The United States Navy has a destroyer that's moving into position there, and it's not already there. And it has listening equipment that's super sophisticated. If there was a ping, they would know it. And even from a fairly long distance, they would know that. I don't know that it takes that long, except that everything that we know and everything that we see and everything else is not reportable. And it isn't because it's just one bit of the puzzle. And it could do more harm than good. You know, so I think a lot of information is probably held until there's a big deal more certainty about its value.
Jim Tillman, aviation expert and himself a former military and commercial airline pilot. With no official information as to why Malaysia Airlines MH370 disappeared en route to Beijing, what do you feel was the cause of this incident? There are several choices for you to make found in our weekly poll at voanews.com/daybreakasia.